I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat this morning, so I apologize. First off, some headlines. So Casey Means has been dropped by Trump as a pick for Surgeon General and replaced by some other nitwit. Casey Means is another unfortunate byproduct of Stanford. She's a shill for the Make America Healthy movement, and oh yeah, she never finished her medical residency. Hello there, Peter Attia. And she doesn't have an active medical license. Casey Means was about as qualified as Dr. Seuss to be Surgeon General, and yes, Dr. Seuss was kind of a shit in real life. Hey, off topic, but do you remember the comedian Professor Irwin Corey? Had like super weird hair and shit, kind of a nut. Lenny Bruce was a big fan of his. For some reason, I've never been able to forget 1982's Stuck on You, a trauma entertainment sex comedy directed by Lloyd Kaufman and Michael Herz. It starred Irwin Corey as a judge who ends up telling like historical examples of couples not getting together over the ages. It's got a bunch of dumb sight gags, but it's likable enough. I would describe Stuck on You as a Mel Brooks-style comedy, or more precisely, Mel Brooks after having a traumatic brain injury-style comedy. But it's got its charms. And of course, Doctor was most effectively used by Dr. Hunter S. Thompson. No, he wasn't an actual medical doctor, but he bought the Doctor of Divinity degree from the Universal Life Church, of which I belong, and I am an ordained minister, which was basically free. To become a Doctor of Divinity these days, I think it costs $20. And in honor of Hunter S. Thompson, a couple more political thoughts. You know, things are getting so fucked up in the United States these days that I was sitting there listening to the latest news, and I kind of found myself rooting for Iran. I mean, not really, but Iran kind of called Trump's bluff, and they have his tiny old dick in a vice. Speaking of people who always look like their dick is in a vice or a mousetrap or something, well, that would be Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, who I consider to be the most petulant, arrogant, and sour fucking dude whose face always looks like he's irritated and constipated. He's a total shithead, with Justice Kavanaugh a close second. I mean, Clarence Thomas is a complete turd, but he doesn't really have the intellectual heft to be a true villain. He's just a one-dimensional, totally predictable turkey. So yeah, Samuel Alito, you fucking suck. And you know, I've been feeling like this podcast has maybe run its course, but let me see how I feel in a couple weeks. So I was at home sitting down, unwinding with a THC drink after work, and I think it was maybe some dude from Will and Grace on a TV commercial. I recognized the commercial as one of those like Save the Dogs or Shelter commercials. And it's like, oh God. And maybe if you're like me when you see these things, I immediately avert my eyes from the screen. I grab the remote and put the mute on, and I try to like walk around or like look away for a minute. It's like, you know, I'm nice to animals. I try to help people out. I'm already depressed. Please don't bring me down with like shots of dogs shivering and cold and shit. Does anyone remember that Sam Kinison joke where he was kind of talking about when all those kids were like starving in Ethiopia and stuff, and they were they would shoot video of the kids like, you know, just hungry and shaking, and Sam Kinison was like, just give him a sandwich. And speaking of sitting around at home, I was fairly baked. I had my AC running, and my AC seriously works, but it's loud as hell. So anyway, I was cooking something, and I thought I heard some weird rumbling above me, and I was sure it was my upstairs neighbor. And I get irate with noise, so I yelled something like, you know, shut up, you son of a bitch. Then I sat down, started eating a little, and heard some more rumbling. It was just like, you know, whatever, motherfucker. And I was sitting there, and then I noticed some rumbling, and I was like, wait, is that like rumbling in this apartment? And I focused for a moment, and I realized I forgot I had started my washing machine a while ago, and that's what was making the noise. So I was basically yelling like a madman at no one. I was yelling at myself to shut up. Maybe I need some anger management lessons. Okay, another episode of What in the Fuck Are You Watching, Dude? So I watched 1985 Stand Alone, which is the perfect movie for the millions of you who have said, you know what I would love to see tonight? A Walking Tall type revenge film starring Charles Durning as the lead hero. So yes, you got it. And just like 1973's Walking Tall poster with Joe Don Baker, the standalone poster has Charles Durning holding like a big old ass-whooping wooden bat or stick. Charles Durning plays an ex-military hero whose little town gets visited by some drug dealers and criminals, and Charles Durning's inner Rambo gets fired up. There's some ridiculous scenes where, like, Durning is, like, putting war paint on his face and he's booby-trapping his house. Durning looks like a walking heart attack. He's super massive, but goddammit, you root for him. This movie is corny as hell. It's kind of like Cocoon meets Death Wish, but hey, it's got Pam Grier in it, and it's pretty short, so I would check it out. A really good double feature would be with the 1980 film Defiance, previously mentioned, with Jan Michael Vincent as a merchant marine who decides to fight back against the violent gang threatening his hometown. You want to see the ravages of hard living? Take a look at young, studly 1970s, 1980s version of Jan Michael Vincent, and then take a look at him in his final years. He had a pretty bad car accident in 1996 and just was a big-time drinker and drug user. One of the last photos has a haunted Jan Michael Vincent looking at the camera with one eye visibly damaged and probably blind and with his right leg amputated. Again, isn't Hollywood glamorous? So hey, a couple more movies here. 2026's Cold Storage is a fun sci-fi comedy with two aimless workers at a self-storage facility who uncover a contagious, destructive microorganism that the government had thought was sealed up years ago. It's a solid B-movie, derivative at times, but it's got some good gore, some good jokes, good energy, and some really good casting. Liam Neeson is in there for a bit as a bioterror operative who gets sent to the location to try and destroy the organism. But the leads of the movie are Joe Keery and Georgina Campbell. Oh yeah, Vanessa Redgrave is in there for a minute too. We all know Joe Keery from the Stranger Things or perhaps the Pavements documentary about the band Pavement, where Joe Keery interestingly and humorously tries to portray Stephen Malkmus in the movie within the documentary. But yeah, Joe Keery is funny as hell in this. He's got some really good comic timing. And Cold Storage reminded me of just an enjoyable horror comedy. It kind of has an 80s, 90s feel. It's clever, so yeah, go see it. And why, just yesterday, I saw Hokum, the 2026 kind of spooky horror folktale set in Ireland, impressively directed by Damien McCarthy, with Adam Scott as an asshole writer who comes to a small hotel in Ireland to scatter his parents' ashes. Adam's character has some internal demons to deal with, and perhaps some external demons along the way. The film is largely set in one location. It has some effective jump scares, some gore, but nothing too wild, but it's very well done. It's got a great little story. I can't say I love Adam Scott, but he's pretty good in this. And while it has its share of scares, there's also some moments of like hope and healing in there, and don't we all need hope and healing sometimes? Okay, that's it for now. I need to do some thinking about my next steps. Comments, questions, money orders can be sent to markd@youaremydensity.com. That's MARCD @youaremydensity.com.